What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Struggle Studios. Again, it's just me and Cassius. You know, we always missing our third leg. Pause. but yeah, let's get into it. The first thing I want to talk about is 2021. How are we still trusting these rappers?
What do you mean, like?
Like when it comes to release dates, just the word of mouth, you know, like,
I don't know, man. It's like everybody lying out here. Like
I'm saying, it's like a trend.
Like Drake lied for a whole like 9 year months. And a half. Yep. Like
yes,
freaking, you know Kanye was lying.
Hell yeah.
And you know what's saying Kanye, niggas lying. who was it? I think was Cardi supposed to drop?
Yeah, Playboi Carti supposed to drop tonight. Today's the 13th.
Who dropped an album? I don't really keep up with this.
We don't know. He kept saying, like, I think it's called, like, Narcissist, okay? Mm-hmm. That's the name of this mystery item. I don't know if it's, people know if it's merch.
That is kind of narcissistic. If you say you're going to drop an album,
yeah,
and wait for it.
We don't know if it's an album or merch. My gut is merch, because he keep, like, posing on Instagram, like, looking all weird and stuff, like he always do. Them weird poses he can make. It's give off merch vibe, but people think it's an album. It's his birthday, and I don't even see right now. Today's his birthday, and everyone's like, fuck you, you liar. I hope your cake falls on the ground. Shit like that. But, like, I just feel like, even with, like, what, Kanye, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, people were like, every time he said he dropped it, people believed him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's time to just stop trusting these rappers.
Yeah, I stopped trusting them a while ago. I ain't gonna lie, you know? Like, these niggas don't commit anything, you know? They get you hopped up because they live in their palace. Like, I should drop it. Should not, you know? Only person I trust who I'm going to drop on time is Trippy because he don't want to leak that shit.
Shit. That's true. That's true.
That's it.
That's true. What I want to say, bro, you know sad when you get, like, Drake didn't be like this, I feel like.
Yeah.
But now you don't know. Drake can drop it. So once Drake can do it, everybody can do it, you know? That's exactly. What I feel like.
Set the standard.
You got niggas like Kendrick, who've been popping in. Mm-hmm. I'm coming back. We're releasing this year. Or J. Cole. J. Cole's doing it for the longest, too.
Oh, yeah.
Before,
yeah.
What is it called? What was it called? The off-season?
Off-season, yeah.
We talk about how that shit just fell away, too.
It did slowly fade away.
Because I feel like the only song I still listen to off of it is, like, maybe, like, the beginning of the intro.
Yeah, I mean, it's still good music to me, but, like, I guess because he dropped it, like, it worked a detriment because, like, you know, he dropped it when no one else was dropping around, none of the big names. So he had that moment for a while, you know. And then it kind of just like all his music kind of does that. Kind of like, it come in your, in your playlist, you kind of like, it's not a J. Cole song. You probably listen to the whole thing, you know. You might skip it. Unless a lot is only a J. Cole song. I probably won't skip it. I'm sorry, time it comes.
Nigga, that ain't J. Cole song.
I thought it is a J. Cole song. Oh, it is from Sapper song. He killed it on there.
Yeah, he did kill it on there. Oh, shit. We didn't even talk about fucking, oh, for those who don't know, there's a version of this on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Struggle Studios. We also have a gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. For those watching the video, the bottom left is going to have our social medias, Struggle Studio for Twitter, and Studio Struggles. Damn, I fuck this up every time. Studio Struggle for Twitter and Struggle Studios for Instagram, underscore. Our podcast is on top right. And about that.
Please like and subscribe, you know, if you listen.
All that stuff.
Yeah, comment and all that stuff.
But back to rap. We need to talk about how Drake got his foot on these niggas' necks.
He sure do, man. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I'm not surprised. You know, what do you sell, like 615K?
Yeah, double Kanye.
That's crazy, because really, Kanye kind of had two albums in one, you know? Like, he had, like, Drake's album was kind of long, too.
Yeah, it was long. They were both pretty lengthy.
Yeah, pause. he kind of, I knew he outsold Kanye, I didn't know he outsold him by that much, but,
Nigga, like, me wasn't surprised at all.
I wasn't surprised, but, like, I don't, did he sell more to Scorpion? I don't think he did.
No. Well, Abuse is his biggest album.
Yeah, I'm talking about Scorpion. It's arguably his worst.
I think he sold like a little less, but Scorpion had like, I felt like Pusha T's moment.
Oh, he had a Pusha T moment.
Pusha T was a little more hyped up than the Donda versus.
Isn't Scorpion. That crazy though? Like Pusha T versus.
Well, it wasn't Pusha T. It was more like his response. You know.
Yeah.
Like it could have been anybody. If anybody dropped out that bomb of him having a son, it'd have been Drake versus that person, you know? Yeah.
So, speaking of the album, just we already gave our reviews and everything on it, but on the last, if you want to catch it, it's on our last episode. A lot of people saying, a lot of older people, I kind of think Drake has a couple of classic. People saying that Drake doesn't have a classic. And like,
people been saying that though.
Can you,
how you number one with no classic? Come on now.
I don't know. Can you argue that CLB is a classic?
First of all, I think it's too soon. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What are you leaning towards? Huh? What are you leaning towards?
Classic?
No skips.
I don't say no. Well, I don't think it has skips. Mm-hmm. I just think it has like weaker tracks. You know, skips is like completely awful. Like you don't hear it ever. Mm-hmm. Like for me, every time I go by the album, I found like a new favorite song, but like almost like
a new
appreciation. Like yeah, like some new appreciation like that. Like the song with Kid Cudi, we talked about last week. I didn't like it all last week, but now like listen to more. Like okay, like I see what he went for. Like mm-hmm. like it was smooth. Like now you know, I'm rocking with it. Like what another song? The song with Oh my god! the song with fucking Ty Dolla $ign. Okay, I like that song at all.
That song slaps.
I don't know. Like I heard this song, something about Ty Dolla $ign's eyes pissed me off. Okay? every time I listen to music, I just see his eyes. Okay, like just looking at me.
Don't let him and Roddy Rich come to song
again. I'm saying, bro, let me some staring ass niggas. But yeah, it's like whenever I hear his name, I just think about that and maybe not like a song. But
he barely even on there though. Like,
he's
like
I know, I just seen his name. Like I swear, like if his name was on there, it'd be like a 10 out of 10 record.
Short tangent though. How do artists get other artists to give them a song, but like I really don't want you on here that much. Like how do you tell them that?
Shit, you seen it happen last time with freaking Chris Brown.
Yeah. Like he turned like on that what's it called? Not Trust Issues. Not No Guidance. I can't think of it.
Oh, first time in a long time.
Yeah. He turned Chris Brown all the way down. Like how do you tell Chris Brown like I like you. I want your vocals but I want you like in the background. Like Ty Dolla $ign, I want you on the song, but I want you in the back half of the song
for, like, well, I think it depends. Like if you know that's what you're coming in for, then yeah. Okay. But I feel like if you come out like you got a whole verse, all that shit.
Oh yeah.
And then like when it's final release, you like in the background just mumbling some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah,
I feel like they come to like they get probably disrespected or feelings hurt. Yeah. That's sort of boy shit.
Yeah.
But back on the top nine, like always, okay, Drake currently he's number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Skip number six, okay, because Kid LAROI got that.
Ironic.
Young Goat, okay.
Ironic.
Yeah. Number seven is in the. He got number seven, number eight, number nine, number 10. So he got nine of the biggest songs in the world right now, okay, which is crazy. I think the only other person who's done this is, someone said, Ariana Grande.
I believe it.
But, and I'm going to tell you what songs are what, okay, so number one. No, I'm going to go from worst to last.
You know, it's kind of weird, because, like, I don't like cut off in.
No, you good. You good.
Those the songs that like in the order. I think they're kind of off. Like because doesn't that kind of like represent what songs people like the most? I
guess. Yeah.
They seem like kind of off, but I guess not. At least to me,
I feel like the most tracks, like whether it's good or bad, that's what's gonna make it elevate. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
But number 10, we got Love All with Jay-Z, Drake and Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number 9, we got TSU, and number 8, we got Poppy's Home. Number 7, we got In the Bible with Lil Durk and Giveon. This is Giveon's second time being in top 100, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the first time was with Peaches with Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
then
yeah.
He went number one with that. Then we got number 5 with Knife Talk with 21 Savage and Project Pat.
That's surprising to me.
You think so?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be up there. Maybe not this high up. I thought it'd be maybe switch it with TSU.
Yeah.
Number 3 was Fair Trade with Travis Scott, obviously.
I thought that'd be a top 3, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it is top 3.
Oh, duh.
Oh, I skipped number 4. Number 4 is Champagne Poetry.
Okay.
I was surprised that being so high up, because normally the intro is like the lyrical.
Yeah.
They kind of like lower it down.
I stand by it. I think that's one of his best intros.
I mean, like, it's kind of hard. None of the intros are really bad. Mm. But yeah. I feel like it's more one of those songs. Like, it's like an intro, you know? It's not really like a song.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's the opposite.
I don't think so. Because, like, you know, like Free Smoke?
Mm-hmm.
Free Smoke felt like a song, almost.
Yeah, it did.
And I think that's one of the best ones too. Mm. Kind of slept on. But yeah, number three, Fair Trade with Travis Scott, obviously. You know, I thought it'd be number two. But then number two, we got Girls Want Girls with Lil Baby.
That's crazy to me.
You think so?
Is that like a TikTok thing? Or
it just, because listen to the song, it sounds like a hit, bro.
It sounds like a hit, but I don't know. I guess
it could. It sounds like a hit. Yeah. And number one, we got the Hood Certified Classic. Hey, classic in the street.
That's the... You see the video?
Oh. We got Way Too Sexy featuring Future and Young Thug. And this is Future's first number one.
Seriously?
Yep. He's got, I think he broke record for the longest wait for number one. Because he had songs on a billboard, but he never had number one. So, I mean, it's kind of slap in the face kind of record, but. How you feel about that? How you feel about that? Way Too Sexy being number one.
I think, that's what I'm talking about. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if it's getting like the main treatment or whatever. I just didn't think Way Too Sexy is that good of a song. And like, the first time I listened to it, I didn't like it at all. You know? Now I can tolerate it. I just don't see it being like, I know it goes off. Like, I'm definitely going to play it at my wedding. But like,
damn, shit.
Yeah, I know it goes off, but it's like, I don't know. Is it number one worthy?
Well, I think like when it comes to their number one records, it was not about what's the word? Like, not, I want to say talent. It's not about, like,
you think it's catchy or something, like trendy.
Trendy.
Okay.
So like, I think there's better songs on the album than Way Too Sexy. Mm-hmm. But I think he had the biggest moment for this week. Yeah. Like TSU, I mean not TSU, Fair Trade with Travis Scott. I feel like only had that one moment where like what do you say? I've been losing friends and find a peace.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the only thing that really blew out of it. Like, yeah. Travis Scott verse ain't really get, like, praise that high. It's people saying it sounds good, you know?
Mm.
But with the Way Too Sexy thing, you seen everybody, like, making it out to the fucking Future's verse.
Yeah, or the meme of Kawhi Leonard and Drake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think that's the only song you shot a music video too for.
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, you could tell that he's pushing that one the hardest. You know?
I do want to know what he was in New York for. Like, maybe he was little a couple years ago. Maybe it's too dated now, but he was in New York with a big puffer jacket and everything. Like, that back when Still Be was supposed to come out.
You talking about when he dropped, I thought he used that on the song. He used that on the
did he use it on
the... On the Giveon song.
Did he?
I think so.
I didn't watch the video. I listened to the audio, so maybe he did.
What is it called?
Too early, maybe you should.
Oh,
what is it?
Damn, that's sad, bro. Cause I feel like he name dropped. No, he name dropped CLB on that one. He name dropped someone on something else. What is it called?
Damn, what is it? Cause I don't think he.
It's not freestyle. Chicago freestyle. Yeah,
yeah. He doesn't say the name of the song.
Yeah, he doesn't say the name. Yeah, Chicago freestyle. I'm pretty sure he posed in there.
Oh, okay.
Listen, don't at me though. I'm pretty sure though.
I thought it was nighttime when he did that though. I thought the video was nighttime. And I thought the when he was pulling up was like daytime.
It was really that. I remember seeing that. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty, it was that or the other one. The song you like. The one you like
more. Oh,
that
yeah, one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no surprise. Drake top 9 the Billboard. See, he would have been top 10 if it wasn't for Justin Bieber and fucking Kid Laroi, okay?
What song is that?
Stay.
I probably have.
Yeah, you know, I do the same thing I told you.
Oh, girl. TikTok.
It's like TikTok, and it's kind of Caucasian, you know.
Yeah,
it's like a Caucasian hit. I like the song too.
Yeah,
but I think that's all we got for the music stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say, to me, this could have been Drake. Drake only competed himself. He's not competing with anyone else, in my opinion. I still like the album. Still think it's a great album. I think it's a good album. I think it would have been a great album if he narrowed it down a little bit. And I agree with what I said last week. It don't have no direction. It don't have any direction. I was thinking about like songs he dropped, like Lucy's, like
yeah, like Dark Lane demos.
Yeah,
and then some of the Scary Hours.
Yeah,
Scary Hours 2.
If you took some of the songs out and put like. Take the party, look, toss the freaking Way Too Sexy out already. Toss out like the other like hip hoppy like club record and stuff like that. I think it would have been like a 10 out of 10 perfect album. But you know, he did. He's supposed to do. He smoked Kanye. we thought he would, and still a good album. I just think it could have been, if he would have tweaked it, because for him to be working on it and freaking promoting it for like however long it been, like what song, I can't, Cody won't remember, because every time we think of Drake song, I can't even know. One song he's at like Trapping Out the Motherland.
Certified Lover Man.
Yeah, like I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's the song that you like.
Yeah, yeah, it's like he been working on it since then, and this kind of what it came to. It, like I said, it wasn't a bad album.
You think it's disappointing?
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing. I ain't gonna lie. Dang. It's kind of disappointing. I like the album, but it's only disappointing because I'm holding Drake to his standard, you know? Like, I'm not expecting him to give me, like, rappity rap. I'm just holding Drake to, like, I didn't get the same feeling that Views gave me, you know? People don't like Views that came out, I don't know why.
See, look, yeah, like, I don't think it's disappointing, okay? Like, I like everything almost, okay? I just felt like the album, it didn't feel like a Drake album.
Yeah, it didn't have direction. It felt like, kind of like, sporadic, kind of like something like flow well together to me, in my opinion, you know? It's like, oh, I like this song. I like all 21 of these songs, however many songs
on there. Yeah, yeah, like, normally when you play like a Drake album, okay? You like, okay, press play, oh, okay, now I'm in a Drake album, okay?
Yeah.
Compare it to like, let's say, fucking, what was that rapper we both listen to? I don't know.
LaBaby or Dirk and LaBaby album?
Yeah, not even that. Like, I don't know. Someone who's big, but like.
J. Cole.
Okay, yeah, like J. Cole, okay? Like, you press play on the J. Cole album, you just kind of like listen for song for song, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like I listen to this album. But normally I'm a Drake album, I listen for like.
Yeah.
Like the whole project, you know?
Yeah,
like almost it's connected, you know.
That's what I was thinking myself. I said I could have played this, like, I never do this, I'm not a demon, but I could have like played this album on shuffle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause like normally Drake has like an interlude or something like shit that like turns into something else. Whether it's like 4/4, what's something called, like 44/22.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Galaxy on More Life. Yeah, you know, like shit like that. Like whether it's like someone singing in the beginning on one song and then it goes perfect to the next song. Or the vibes, is, even if it's not like lyrically connected song, it's like the vibe, like switches to that song. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
It's like a handoff, damn near.
Yeah, or he go from one song talking about how he like shit and how he like I'm really not shit, you know, like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it felt like it lacked direction.
Yeah, it just felt like he picked like 24 songs. Or
yeah.
Like 24 good songs. Okay, that's what it was. It's not like it was no pattern, no rhythm to it, no method. It was just like here, so. I do say, yeah, like, listen to it. Like, first listening, I think it was a little disappointing.
Yeah. Well, all that means is, Future Drake is back. I ain't gonna lie.
Future Drake?
Yeah, when Drake not in album mode.
Oh, yeah, like bro, I just, like, got done listening to Smiley's verse again. Yeah. Not Smiley's verse. just Smiley. Fucking, I don't know what song's called no more.
Over the Top.
Over the Top?
No.
I don't know what it's called.
No, I'm saying guess it.
I don't know what it's called. Yeah, I think it's called Over the Top. But yeah, I listened to that song. I listened to Drake versus Drake just went fucking off. And like, I don't think he would even like tap into that on the album, really.
Yeah,
maybe
No Friends, I think.
Barely on No Friends in the industry. Mm-hmm. I think the beat kind of carried it. Yeah. Okay. The beat kind of carried it and like his energy gave it carried it. But he wasn't giving off that, like, that bar, you know? But yeah, I do feel you when you say it was kind of disappointing.
But I did like he kind of previewed some more, like Drake. I was surprised he previewed a couple more flows. I didn't really see him like getting into, like at the end of No Friends. I like that. Actually, I think he did do that in Nonstop, didn't he? But it's like I think he previewed a couple more flows that I didn't know he could do. But
yeah, like at the end of Into Deep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I like that. That's crazy. Like I like to hear more of that. Him, bro. We need What a Time to Be Alive too.
I think they need to be in the studio together, or like I don't know.
Well, the main obviously they do because like they've been hanging out a lot. Yeah, recently. Yeah.
So. I think What a Time, reason they didn't like catch on like last as long as it should have. I think it wasn't like the chemistry wasn't there. It's kind of like Future Drake. It didn't seem like they flowed that well to me. It didn't seem like it meshed that well.
I don't know because that's a hood classic. That's a hood classic. Hood
classic.
Mm-hmm.
I need to touch streets.
Almost every song that Future Drake made together. Damn near hit.
Yeah, that's true.
I
thought the whole album was not that to me. I might have to revisit it.
Well, it was kind of like them showcasing both of their abilities.
Yeah.
And then they'll collab, okay, on like on a song, and then it'd be Drake song, Future song, then they collab, Drake song, Future song, then they collab.
My, I ain't like my favorite part of Diamonds Dancing is the end when Drake is going on for no reason.
I think my favorite song on there is sounds like Jumpman and shit like that. Probably like Plastic Bags.
Oh yeah, go ahead and get a plastic bag.
Get a plastic bag. Go ahead and pick up all the cash. Cause that's like a literal perfect song for Future and Drake, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I need number two. I need number two. They keep teasing it. I need that shit, okay?
Definitely.
But that's all yeah, so yeah, on the
yeah,
like
I
stuff.
Think so.
All right. But now we're going to the gaming, okay?
Whew.
Bro, I am so mad I didn't stream this because I literally lost my voice. Me and my little brother, Dimner, lost our voice.
I thought you were going to stream it too, but I figured you disappointed from the.
Like, yeah, I was like, okay, I'm not going to get fucking blue balled again, like E3. So I didn't stream it. And I got home late, so I didn't get the first. Like first trailer, so I like no one gonna be coming to me like because they already finally find a spot probably you know damn near, but yeah, the PlayStation showcase went crazy last week, a couple days ago bro, you wanna go order like what came out or I usually wanna just...
let's go for the hype everything what will come to your mind is...
okay I'm going for least hype to hypest okay so first we had Flip for me it's probably that. It was some game. It had the little girl.
Yeah,
that game looked kind of good too. I'm like, I don't know.
She like jumping from like
she like shape shifting almost.
Yeah, I could
like different animals and creatures.
Yeah,
that shit look immaculate. I'm like, bro, that like a vibe. Okay.
Yeah.
I won't pay no full price for it.
Yeah,
but
free PS Plus when it comes
out. Yeah, but that game, I'm like, damn, okay, that's one of the weaker hits. That shit look fire. That's some top tier Xbox game, you know.
Yeah.
Then we go to I probably say the Star Wars game, okay?
Yeah, cause I kind of always want to play that game, but it's like it's kind of old.
Old as hell.
I don't know what to play it on.
And
I ain't got a stream deck yet,
bro. The way it came out, bro, with like the black.
Yeah, at first I thought it was like a remaster of fucking Force Unleashed, but it's like, which is cool.
Oh, well, I was kind of like not disappointed because I thought it was fucking
It's like, what's the Star Wars game that came out?
Jedi Knight, something like that.
Yeah.
The
one that just came out a couple years ago.
Who made it?
EA.
Yeah, EA. That game was fuego, bro.
Yeah,
I thought number two to that and some had some deal. I thought number two or some DLC, but you know, new Star Wars games always lit to me. Even though I'm not a big Star Wars fan. And then we have, what's the game you searched up before this?
Was it Forsaken? I think it's Forsaken.
Bro, Forsaken looks fire.
It looks immaculate, I ain't gonna lie.
Bro, that looks like, okay, now we start new generation, you know?
Yeah.
That's like that's where I want to start at, okay? I want to stop. Please, okay, even though I don't have a PS5 yet. Stop porting shit over to PS4 and PS5, because you're just holding shit back.
And I feel like that game is going to be the first thing to test the freaking, when I set the game in or when I play it, I want to hear my PS5 sound like a vacuum or not.
I'm saying,
I was gonna test it.
Every step I make in the desert, sand lift up, you know, type shit. Bro, the gameplay, okay, first, I like, okay, the movement look good. And then I seen, like, a little bit of gameplay, like, she's, like, shooting little bees. Okay,
yeah,
I like, okay, the gameplay look kind of weird. And then I started going to combat.
Yeah.
I said, wait, we got shoot and combat? And then she was going ham, bro. Like,
bro, and like, the noise, it made the coolest noise, like, when she's, like, charging up a blast.
Yeah.
It's just sounding cool as hell.
Bro, the movement went crazy.
Yes.
Bro, she's like damn near like fucking, I don't know.
She can do everything. She can fly.
She's like, jump, yeah, she's like glide, flying.
What's that shit they call on One Piece when they step on shit? Skywalking.
Oh, yeah. Let's just, yeah. She's like fucking hopping everywhere.
Swinging.
Yeah, like doing like the fucking like, you need the classic platformer shit when you like 360 on fucking pole. But yeah, that game looked crazy. The story wasn't exactly what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like a permanent like
yeah, I thought set it was like Skyrim ish. Like,
yeah, but
Game of Thrones universe.
It seemed like she would be kind of like almost like the chosen one.
Yeah, like
and like she like flung into the new world.
Tap game. She wake up at the end.
I hope not. But yeah, that look good. Then we got Blood Hunt. Okay,
yeah,
which is a game I don't know if I'm on a podcast yet, but it's a game I've been looking at for a while. I think I even like I don't do this a lot. I subscribe to like the beta.
Oh yeah.
But it's basically like this new battle royale type of game, where you control whether I don't know if it's like vampires.
Yeah, it's like different like classic like monsters.
Yeah, it's like a monster type, but like the movement over there for battle royale looks crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, the movement looked good, the combat looked good. Like it just looked like a breath of fresh air for a Breath of Wild. I mean, not Breath of Wild, like for battle royale. It looks so fun to play. Definitely. So you know when that come out, we can stream it at.
Yes, sir.
Me, me, CJ, and Cassius, because we never know Steve is.
What was that that Hentai on Ice game? It actually looked kind of looked alright.
Oh yeah, yeah, that game looked kind of good too. Like it like kind of hack and slash.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of reminded me of what's that game? Near.
Oh, it reminded me of more like Bayonetta. Yeah.
Same people made that, didn't they?
I don't know. I ain't paid it that hard. Yeah, but
my games. It look. I'm kind of interested in the story for it. I don't know if I'll like buy it when it first come out, but the story looked kind of cool.
Then we go to the heavy hitters.
Woo!
Heavy hitters.
I thought it was over,
bro.
Forza.
Bro, when this shit popped out, when I say Insomniac Gaming, I'm like, okay, it's gonna be Spider-Man, Miles Morales DLC, some shit like that. Cause I'm like, it's no way they're gonna drop some bomb like this.
Yeah,
you see the bar open. I said, wait, this ain't no way the Spider-Man.
Peter ain't drinking.
Oh yeah, Peter ain't sipping on Hennessy. Okay,
I was like, what?
He sipping on Hennessy?
What?
Looking nigga fist.
I saw blood on the fist.
Dude. Yeah, once they blood fist, I'm like, man, that gotta be
Punisher?
That gotta
maybe Punisher?
Nah, I was on timeout immediately. And I was like, wait, come on, show it. Nigga from behind him, finna stab him with some knife, some shit.
Yeah.
Swing! Wolverine, bro. Bro, we sipping on Xbox, bro.
Come on.
We sipping on Xbox now.
Smoking on Xbox.
we sipping on Xbox, bro.
Come on now.
Bro, and Wolverine, I feel like it has more of the Xbox vibe too, cause like Xbox kind of go for like the dark kind of not dark. It's like he has that Wolverine vibe, you know, Mountain Dew Wolverine, like Halo shit like that, you know. But the fact that we got Wolverine, bro, a PS5 exclusive, I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
It might come PC, you know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, well PC, okay. But that was crazy. That was a crazy bomb to drop on our head tops.
I hope it is I'm sure it's gonna be the same universe, Spider-Man, but I'm hoping it's MA, man. I want to rip some niggas apart.
Yes, that would be pause. that would be crazy. Cause hasn't someone like ever went for that kind of like?
I'm trying to think. Somebody has a game that I can't put my finger on.
Oh wait, didn't they Resistance?
Yeah.
So
wait, didn't they make Resistance?
I'm pretty sure they made Resistance.
I'm pretty sure they did too.
But yeah, if they did make that, it won't be out of their lane to make a all right, what is it called? Rated M?
Yeah.
Rated M game. But Wolverine, bro. Wolverine, do you expect it to be open world or no?
Do I want it open world? I don't know if I want it to be open world. I really don't. I don't know if I want it to be open world.
I've been seeing niggas talk about, if it's open world, he have, his bike and shit like that.
Yeah, I can see that.
We talk about that. It's kind of not Days Gone, but, it'd be, a big feature, the bike.
I would like it, but I wouldn't hate if it was they focus more on the story, you know. I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't kind of like God of War was, you know.
Yeah, they didn't make it Resistance. Okay. Oh yeah, you mean kind of God of War? Yeah, God of War had a perfect mix.
Yeah.
It was an open world, but it had enough for you to explore and get that vibe that it was open world.
Yeah.
But never mind. Let me get there. That's how hype shit was. But if I had a choice to make it open world or no open world, I'd probably go open world.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, because, he probably climb, can't he?
Yeah, but I want to... Oh, freaking skyscraper.
it don't need to be, as high as those places. Cause,
I guess it depends on what the setting is. If it's, a city, or if it's, I forgot what an X-Mansion is at. It's all, in the upper state of New York. It was kind of foresty and stuff
Oh, yeah, jungly?
Yeah.
It had to be some kind of jungle places. It wasn't Wolverine, wasn't it?
Yeah,
at least in my opinion.
You want him wearing a class suit? You want him just be Logan, bro?
I want Logan.
Yeah.
Because, I feel like the other one's kind of cringy.
Yeah, kind
of. And I feel that's why they moved away from it in, the movies.
You'd probably be able to use it if you want.
Because it's fucking insomnia. They got to have 80 costumes that are free.
Yeah.
Most games have. Fucking Avengers, okay? Do you think this is shaping into the almost the gaming MCU?
I didn't even think about that.
That what PlayStation is gonna have the nutsack on that shit too.
Yeah, I think that'd be fire actually. You know, even if it's not freaking Iron Man or them, if they have their own I don't know what they would call it, what team, what Spider-Man, Wolverine, Miles, whoever else they think about, probably Hulk would be a good game for a remake, right?
Yeah, Hulk would be fire. Blade too.
Blade would be fine.
Bro, Blade mechanics, all that shit would be perfect for open world game too. It'd be almost like Batman, but Even Moon Knight.
Yeah.
That'd be fire, bro. But yeah, after this, I think it's like a Forza trailer. So like, once you drop the Forza trailer, like, okay, everything's over. I think it was after that. Okay, it's like drop the Forza trailer. Okay, everything's over now. Then Doom. I think it's like a Dark Shadow.
Oh snap!
Some nigga flung all the way across the screen into like some pole. I'm like, wait, was that a fucking web? You see fucking Spider-Man's logo for Peter. And you see Miles' logo. I'm like, oh shit, what's going on? So this is a Miles DLC? You see him fucking this nigga up, bro. That's just,
you see the Iron Spider, like, oh.
Yeah. You see the Iron Spider come out, and then they like, do some WWE shit.
Yeah.
Grab nigga legs, grab nigga arms, slam him to the ground.
Yeah, you can't tell me Spider-Man killing niggas, man.
I said, I'm like, okay. So this is Miles' DLC. And then you hear, like, I don't know. People are saying, like, it's Kraven.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't 100%.
Kraven Hunter.
You get into the shadows,
mm-hmm.
you some growling. It's like, oh, it ain't Pop Smoke. I know we New York, but yeah. It ain't Pop Smoke. It's only one nigga sound like that. It's only one nigga sound like that. And it flares out, Venom. Bro, that shit had me screaming, bro. Pause. that shit. Bro, I'm speechless, man. I still am.
Yeah.
Like, were you supposed to be a heavy hitter that fast for, like...
No, I didn't even think that would even, like... I didn't think they even nodded Spider-Man 2 as, like, being even close to being even, like, teased. But, hey. It looked good. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm excited for... Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure they confirmed it's only single player. I was hoping for the multiplayer action, but, hey, we got Suicide Squad in.
And then, well, he's my good telling me, okay? It's been so loud, okay, that, like, people want a multiplayer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them not acknowledging it somehow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll be release date, or, I mean, like first release when it happened, or if it'll be down the road. Or 100% Spider-Man 3.
A couple months ago, Insomniac was like recruiting people for like a multiplayer project. I don't know what it was for. I thought it was for Spider-Man, but apparently not. So I don't know what it was for, but they were recruiting people for a multiplayer project to put out on Twitter.
Yeah, but I talked about this earlier with my brothers. Like, the only reason I'm not too mad about not being multiplayer, because
mm-hmm.
it's one scenario, okay? The scenario that I know is going to happen, okay? It got to happen. Venom is going to take over one of the bodies. Probably Peter, because I don't see them making black Miles again.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing that. Venom take over Peter. It's gonna be Miles versus Peter, bro. I want to see that, bro. Unless they did some conviction shit, you know, like they didn't spend some conviction, we didn't fight each other. Mm-hmm. And let's do that. I can't see it multiplayer.
Yeah.
But yes, I feel like that boss fight would be dope as shit, dang, bro.
So if Peter get assessed by the, you know, taken over by the black suit, you know, can you say nigga? I'm something of my nigga myself.
Nigga look at self. Nigga what? It's fine, you can say it.
We can say it.
But yeah, that was crazy. Really living speeches. But my gut telling me it's gonna go for more of like a GTA type of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like where like Miles be eating a chili dog and Peter over here beating ass. You press L2 and the left arrow and you can switch over to Miles.
Yeah.
Or go right back to Peter or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Is it gonna be like that? Or you think they're gonna add some more characters in too?
Like villain wise?
No, not villain wise, like hero wise.
I think they're gonna keep it with them too.
Yeah, I think it's just them
too. Yeah. I'm excited for it because when I think about Spider-Man, I think about the first Spider-Man game. We was fighting like the Sinister Six, like at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine how they're gonna like improve upon that.
Yeah,
like,
with the fight scenes.
Yeah, I hope if we get a scene where like you know, not to be too fanboy, like they're both fighting like somebody at the same time, and like it switch from scene to scene. You know, that'd be fine.
Hell yeah! Like they almost had that like at the beginning. I ain't played a mouse yet, but remember like one of the mall scene.
Yeah.
Like they kind of like back and back.
Yeah,
back cinematically at least. But fine. Gameplay, that's gonna be fire.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to kind of like, not still, but kind of like absorb that mechanic in Arkham Knights. Was it Arkham Knights? No. What was that Batman game with like, I think it was Arkham Knights. When you change characters?
Oh, yeah.
Mid-fight. Like, which characters? Or you do like team attacks? Peter's close to you and you're Miles.
Yeah.
Y'all press like some triangle circle shit. And like y'all both like sync up attack and like that'd be fire as hell, but it'd be no way they want to incorporate something like that.
Definitely.
But then
You thought it was over.
My heart stopped. Okay, like, finally, my heart stopped beating. Because they made it sound like it's over. And you hear, boy! I said, what? No! Boy, ain't no way! Yeah. You see Kratos with a fur coat looking like Rick Ross himself, the boss.
Boy,
and you see Atreus, in the back pulling some fucking deer, like, damn, Atreus getting down like that.
You think he hyper, like, aging, or it's some years past?
Definitely some years past.
Okay.
So you think,
could we end it with,
That's fine. Spoiler alert. Okay.
Spoiler alert, God of War 1. It ended like a little teaser of, like, Thor coming out. You think that was not canon or something like that? It was like a teaser?
No. It's canon.
You think so?
Yeah, because
they showed... So we beat Thor ass to start?
I'm guessing that, Someone save us or some shit, you know? I don't know. I doubt Freya and Thor's gonna be the same team.
Yeah.
So maybe Freya, like, fucking cock blocks Thor and shit like that. But it's definitely gonna happen. Okay, that thing's definitely gonna happen.
Thor got a great, like, his voice actor. I think it's a dude from Candyman, right? Is it? The dude from the first Candyman movie?
Is it?
I think so. He's like, what'd he say? He said, you seem like a calm and reasonable man. Are you a calm and reasonable man? No, Daniel Craig is like calm and reasonable.
Bro, the whole... I don't expect the trailer to be that long, okay?
Yeah.
Cause it's not the first time it got announced, but, like, this is, like, the first time we got seen anything of it, okay?
Yeah.
Besides, like, the logo. But that show was long as hell. This show was so much gameplay. I couldn't stop looking at it. I couldn't close my eyes.
Do you want them to change? Because people were like, bro, they literally freaking get out the boat the same
exact
way.
My nigga. It's number two. Like, why would it have? It's not a fucking. It's not GTA. Okay. It's
Someone
not,
say one of the back up in there.
Yeah. Some niggas want to look. Like, bro, what the fuck? It's, like, how money weighs you in the boat? You want a nigga to fucking pick the boat up, then hop in the boat and drop the boat? Like, what do you nigga to do? You want a nigga to do the Meg Stallion? Let me drop the boat. Type shit. Like, what else can you do? Number two. It's not a fucking reboot of a reboot. Exactly. But the gameplay looked good. Like, I love how he's like, now it's kind of like easier to, like, at least it seems like, to, like, evolve the... Hellblade, what the fuck they call?
Yeah, I know you're talking about that.
And until the ass, cause, like, he, like, fucking grappling on the niggas, and then he's like fucking throwing the ass, slamming down niggas' heads. Bro, Atreus getting. Oh, did you know something at the beginning of the trailer too? Someone pointed out on Twitter, like, if you pause it, while Atreus is, like, bringing the deer back, like, the horns look exactly like Loki's.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Okay, now you halfway through the game, bro, and you say, boy. Bring my axe, and Trey's like, get it yourself. What's going on, bro? You putting a beast on Trey's or no?
I don't know. Like, see, my gut telling me, they not go for that route, okay?
You don't think so?
Because that'd be too predictable. Because they almost had that last game. Like,
well, didn't he predict that?
They kind of like, they predicted it. I don't see them predicting it and then actually doing it, you know? Because that'd be too easy to follow.
I don't know. They said prepare yourself.
Yeah, and whatever it is, gonna be crazy. Cause they said that this is the end of the Norse saga.
Yeah, and they say, I don't know. I need to do some research. This is through all nine realms. I don't know what that means, but
yeah, I don't know what that means.
Either. I don't know what I mean. But I mean, nine niggas gonna die at least.
I'm saying, bro, I don't know if you remember how much they talked about Tyr and God of War 1. Okay, well, not one. God of War the reboot. Okay,
isn't it like the Norse God of War?
Yes, bro. I'm not, but I'm pretty sure they made it seem like he was dead, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On God of War 1. But him, first of all, like, you know the story would be crazy if they dropped him like that, okay?
Yeah.
They didn't wait for you by the game for you to know that he's alive. Bro, a nigga looking like the fucking Colossal Titan, bro. When niggas stood up, bro, niggas like 8 feet, bro. I'm like, oh my god, bro, this shit can be so lit. And like, you look at him, he kind of look like Kratos, okay?
Yeah, he does.
Like he look like Kratos with a fucking wig on, bro.
Yeah.
I like, bro, one, if they fight, I wouldn't be too mad, okay? Because like, I want to do a better God of War, okay?
Bro, you don't get a team attack.
I'm saying, bro, somebody, he can grab left side of Thor's head. Kratos can grab it right to that Thor head. Bro, that's gonna be so satisfying. I know it is. I know it is. Pause. and then you see how, like, it's gonna be like new shields, like different type of shields.
Mm-hmm.
So we have more like customization. Everyone's Kratos gonna be kind of different, which can be dope as shit. I don't know. I was so impressed with this PlayStation, the showcase.
Yes.
Like, I gotta give a round of applause to fucking PlayStation, bro. Prove that they're the fucking best and why they're the fucking best and they're gonna say the best, okay?
But a couple weeks ago, we were fuck
Sony. I mean, like, it's still fuck Sony for banning us, okay? And they're probably gonna ban us again for some shit down the road from them being so too damn soft. But just from this showcase, they watched E3, Nintendo Direct, probably anything else to come out this year.
Yeah, if I had that, I might not show up with E3 either. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, nigga, there would be no point. That shit was immaculate.
Exactly.
I mean, I ain't trying to sound greedy, bro. I am kind of disappointed we've seen The Last of Us. Yeah. I don't know. You think they're giving up on it?
They better not, bro.
Because, like,
it's such an easy thing to do. Not easy to do, like, concept. It makes the most sense. You see, I'm playing Last of Us yesterday, literally yesterday. He's still on there, ass as hell. Still on there. Like, it's like the easy thing to do, bro. People willing to buy weapons to win. They have paid to win weapons on the first game. Niggas still buying them. Like, it made no sense for them not to do multiplayer route.
I just feel like they already announced that they're working on like a standalone multiplayer project. I mean, yeah. We talked about that, I think, a couple weeks ago. And then they got the reboot of Last of Us coming out. Like,
still makes sense to me.
In a couple of years, I don't know where the hat's at. Like, I don't know if they're moving on already because they already acknowledged that people didn't like it. You know,
yeah.
Like, I seen a couple days ago. It's like, we're sad. Some people didn't like it, but
the reboot will only make it worse.
I don't think so.
You're touching the first game, not the second. You're touching the first game.
You know what I'm saying? If they do it right, they can do both. You know,
I don't see why they're doing a reboot. Why don't they just like say they're going back to like, the beginning, but just do a different character. But whatever.
Well, I guess people like the certain characters. People are the characters. They just want to go a different route, I'm guessing. Like, because they can't retcon it because it's a fucking video game. It's just be weird. So I guess they just want to reboot it.
Nigel survived that shot.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they would. Well, yeah, maybe they would. Maybe they would kill Ellie, keep Joel. That'd be cool, you know, for a twist. But yeah, I ain't trying to sound greedy, but that's something I'm missing, really. But anything else we say on Showcase?
Nah, I think we hit it all on the head, man. It was just a great showcase, you know. I'm excited for games again, you know. I don't think, I ain't gonna lie, you know what's sad? One thing you're excited for is some DC games you hope can be good.
All right. But let's get into this Hawkeye trailer.
Yeah, it just came out today. Well, I guess yesterday if you're watching it tomorrow. Haven't seen it yet.
Wrong thing. Damn.
Haven't seen it yet, man. I kind of hyped for it.
This is the first
Christmas. And I probably not gonna sped it up, but for those watching YouTube, make sure you leave a like, sub, all that cool stuff. And don't forget, for those who are listening to the audio version only for the podcast, we are on YouTube at Struggle Studio, so y'all can watch the trailer, you know? So y'all be with us.
Yes, sir.
Watch our faces and shit like that. But let's get into it.
We've had together in years.
I love you guys.
Like Kate.
I'm making up for some lost time.
I think it's daughter.
Is Kate his daughter?
No.
Oh.
Authorities are wondering if the masked vigilante who terrorized the city's underworld is back.
That's his ulcer, right?
Yeah, the going
to pass is caught up with me.
I wish some more of that.
Should we be worried?
No.
Yeah, we're moving too fucking long.
I'll be home for Christmas. I promise.
Damn. Goodbye. Goodbye, YouTube.
When I wore this suit, I made a whole lot of enemies.
Guys, beat.
You're a Hawkeye.
Who the hell are you?
Some people have actually called me. The world's crazy.
So, okay, I ain't trying to spoil it for those who don't know who Kate is. Mm-hmm. But at least on the, because I think the first time I ever seen Kate was on the Avengers game. Mm-hmm. Was that like some comic book shit or exclusive shit, or like, and she's gonna have powers in the movie too?
Or I don't think she normally has powers.
So that's like,
I'm not familiar, that not too familiar with her. I don't think she normally has powers. I think she just like Hawkeye, but like with her own like twist.
Okay. So it's kind of like the Huntress, like like Green Arrow.
Yeah.
Searcher.
I'm not even gonna lie, originally I wasn't even like hype for like the Hawkeye trade. But then when I started watching Loki's and the Cap talking, how good they were.
What the hell? You probably
how the fuck he did that? How good they were. Oh, yeah, okay, this should be fine.
Oh,
Chill out. It had a, what's that, that woman's name?
The lady from Conjuring.
Yeah, Conjuring. Yeah.
I can see this movie having some potential. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, not movie, this show.
It's look almost. I'm not sure better than Loki, but it look like better than everything else.
What's your list right now between Loki, WandaVision?
Okay,
you on the world war? Whatever. I don't think you've seen that yet. But
I would give. Okay, so WandaVision was my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's most unique. Mm-hmm. But now, like as some time went by, I'll probably give it to Loki. WandaVision, then you know Captain Falcon, and then Winter Soldier. But like putting this in there, I think it's gonna be right under
WandaVision.
I think right under. I think it'd be
third.
Yeah.
Think better than Captain Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
I think I agree. I think because right now is I don't know. It looked like. It's giving me movie vibes, which which none of the other ones really kind of did. They were good, but this is giving me like Marvel movie vibes. You know, it seemed kind of fun, but it seemed like it kind of like I don't know, it has some good action to it too.
And maybe it's getting me to like the MCU's Hawkeye because I never really liked them. Yeah. People were like getting mad because he was on some movies and some shit. What was it?
Yeah, he wasn't on
Infinity War.
Yeah, Infinity War.
Yeah,
which it kind of made a reason for not to be on there, but.
Yeah, it's like even in some of the games with like Wire Sockeye and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like the way the MCU did him, like it was kind of like, I don't know, they didn't give him the spotlight to me to like him.
Yeah.
But hopefully this will make him one of my favorites, you know?
Yeah. Get some more respect for him.
Yeah. And is Hawkeye gonna be like the new Captain America? Not Captain America, but like, is he gonna be like one of the new leaders?
Oh. I don't.
Or is he still gonna be like kind of like in the shadows?
I feel like he'd be more in the shadows. Because I think he kind of I think she's supposed to be a part of the place. I think they kind of build towards the Young Avengers, to be honest. But.
Oh. Yeah.
This is too dangerous. Definitely not this one.
You don't have to say definitely like that. Holy shit. There are arrows more dangerous than that one?
Yeah, this is gonna be dope. This is gonna be dope.
It's just some Christmas.
All right.
That's dope.
I like how because this is how you know Disney had big money. How they kind of releasing the shows.
Oh yeah.
Bad.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
They're good about like just staying on your necks. You know. That shouldn't be fire. I'm excited for that.
That is going to be immaculate. It looks. Shit, I'm stuck. Fuck. But yeah, it looks good. Like I said, look, movie, mm-hmm. which is always a good sign. I think it's dope that it's kind of Christmas themed, okay?
Yeah.
And it's like almost like during Christmas season, or it is during Christmas season, because it's in November. So I'm sure by the time it's done airing, it'll be like damn near Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be dope.
I like what the MCU's been doing, especially the shows. Well, I'm talking about shows in general. But they I heard they filmed the shows with the same camera they filmed the movies with, so.
Yeah, they deserve it, bro. What the heck? And they got money like that.
Cause when WandaVision first like got from that goofy looking shit and they went to the serious shit, shit like a movie. I was like, what the
hell?
Walk downstairs in that basement. I said, oh, what the hell? It's getting real.
Fuck. Shit. Well, like, yeah, like white vision shit flying around.
Yeah.
That's like straight out of movies.
Yeah.
And that's crazy because you know, that's Disney money.
Yep.
But can we get to this Patty Jenkins thing real quick?
Yeah, just gonna show my hair real quick.
Yeah.
Nipping in the butt. All right. It's kind of old news, but I was expecting C to be here so he can, you know, shit on her with me. I know he would have. I know it would warm his soul. But, Patty Jenkins, for those of you who don't know, she's like the director of the Wonder Woman movies. I think they're both flops, to be honest. But, hey.
She read the both of them?
Yes. I believe so. Yeah, she did.
It doesn't look right now because the CGI isn't there.
Okay, I'm pretty sure she's the one behind. Spoiler alert for Wonder Woman 2. She's the one behind the final boss scene for Wonder Woman being Gust of Wind. Alright, she pretty much said that movies that are straight to streaming are, you can't take them seriously. They're not real movies, you know? And if anybody but her said that, you know, I might even agree with them. I might agree. You know, it's not that many times when movie comes straight streaming. That's like our movie comes straight DVD. You know, or like a game comes out that back in the day don't do this anymore. When a game comes out and it's about a movie, you know.
Yeah, like a movie game.
Yeah, a movie game. Anybody would have said that. You know, I might agree. Patty Jenkins, you know better, all right?
Get her ass.
You're freaking the opening scene. No, I didn't give it that much credit. The whole plot for Wonder Woman 2. Felt like it looked like from the CGI to the, it looked like should be wires on her back when she's flying around. When she catching dolls out the sky rolling around. Yeah. She got a doll in her hand. The whole plot was a plot from like a Disney movie, bro. A Disney original, you know. I expect a freaking Gal Gadot to come at the end with her little and do a little. You watch this channel. Like
dun, dun, dun,
yeah, dun. Like the whole plot for that, the whole storyline, was a Disney movie. Like, the villain was like, if you want any wish in the world, just tell me and I'll give it to you. Oh no, it's too many wishes. Only thing I wish for everyone to love me at the end. Like, nigga, what?
Man, all I say, the only thing fake about what you're talking about is what you did to Wonder Woman. Because that's fake Wonder Woman.
Yes. Like, it was just so bad. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I fell asleep the first time, you know, had to, had to run it back, you know.
It's better than Joker?
No. No.
Not better than Joker. Thought about it.
Not better than Joker. I had to think about it, bro. Think about it. Wasn't better than Joker. Like, it was just stupid. Like, and it, like, they brought back her dead boyfriend for no reason. Like, it didn't make sense. Like, I think she, like, wished for him back. Like, I wish my old dick back. Like, he came back to life. And, like, he wasn't even him. Like, only we saw him as him, you know? Like, it was I can't really explain it. It was like a spell cast on the audience. Like, she knew it was him, but to her, she didn't see him as, like, physically it wasn't him. It was just him as a person. But instead of, like, hiring a new actor and just having him be the same dude, they brought back the old dude, but it's really not there. If it would hold him up to the dude, like, in the movie universe, he would like somebody else. So it was stupid. It was dumb. Alright. And she's like she's supposed to be like I know we talked about this already, but she's supposed to be like a fierce, like, go toe to toe with Superman, like, warrior, like, no shit. Dude, Justin had to tell her not to kill bitches, like, not to kill niggas, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, why don't we just kill Doomsday? Why don't you cut his head off? No, we have to why don't you kill us up there? No, we have to rehabilitate him. Like, that's the type of that's the person Wonder Woman is. And she's straight up dick whipped this whole movie. Like, But for you, Steve, I will never love again. Like, nigga, what are you talking about? Go kill that nigga. He's causing chaos around the world. Go kill him. Go flop to him and kill him. No. She's so... Patty Jenkins, stay in your lane, all right? Like,
Do you agree with her any sense, or...
I agree with her. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I agree with her. She can't say that.
She's your own messenger.
She can't say that. You can't say
wrong,
that.
Wrong messenger.
Yes. You can't say that. She can't say that. All right? But for the most part, I'm trying to think of a movie that came out that was like, that came stream surface that was good like that. That I took seriously. I don't know if she's trying to shoot shade at Suicide Squad or not. I didn't really catch the whole thing. I wouldn't do that versus her because her movie might have sold more. I don't know if it's just a bigger name. Suicide Squad, definitely better movie in all aspects. Plot, CGI, writing, better in every single way. I don't think it's debatable. I don't know. I just don't know what compel her. How do you have that zero self-awareness? Zero. To, like, fix your mouth to say that you can't take the movie seriously when you freaking have Wonder Woman catching a doll. Like, I don't get that, bro. You know you can do better. I think she said I want a more compassionate Wonder Woman. And nigga, that's not a Wonder Woman, like, how she's supposed to be. You know, I'm not that's not a freaking super fan, but, like, at least he portrayed her her and the Amazons in, like, a freaking deadly ass way. She's freaking like she'll freaking, she might have spared Darkseid. You know, I don't know. Like, Darkseid, go leave here and never come back. It's something she'll say, like, in her version. Not you, Patty. Stick with what you know. That's about all I had to say, man. Like,
yeah, Cass has touched all the dots.
Man. Yeah, like, don't not you, Patty.
I think we're going to end on that note.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what was left fire rant, I guess. don't forget to those listen to the podcast only. We're on YouTube. Struggle Studio, Struggle Studio Gaming for the gaming content. We've been going crazy on the gaming content. I think I've been going on a little daily streak, so make sure y'all get out some love.
It's every day this nigga slaving away.
and for those watching YouTube, our podcast is on all DSPs, Spotify, Apple. Make sure you rate it 5 stars. Share it with your friends, your mama, your mama mamas, you know, all that shit. Our Twitter is Studio Struggle. And our Instagram is Struggle Studios _. Okay, I did it right that time. Okay, barely. Barely, yeah. But hopefully Steve will be with us next week. We sort some things out. But without, you got anything you want
to
say?
Nope. I mean, just thanks for who was watching. You know, don't be afraid to comment. We're pretty nice about it. You know, comment. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. You know, if you disagree, agree, and just let us know.
All right. Thank y'all for watching.
Yes, sir.
Deuces.
Peace.